Thank you for listening to the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast. This is Ronald, a.k.a. at Hungry Ronald on Instagram. Follow me, like my stuff, share things with me. But I wanted to go right into this. It's a beautiful morning here out in the Virginia area. Just making my morning commute for the week and be hanging out in the hotel-y for the rest of the week. But like I said, I wanted to jump into this, and I just been loving the news that's been coming in recently about celebrities, athletes been changing over to the vegan diet and the vegan lifestyle. And I don't really like hearing it be called a diet. I just want it to be called like the vegan lifestyle. Just, it's like people are so selfish when it comes to, when they refer to it as a diet. I want to stop, you know, calling it a diet, but it is just what you eat. But it's more of a lifestyle than a diet, because when I think of diet, I think of just like, you know, unhealthy people, obesity people, people who are fat, have that extra pounds, you know, aren't at their regular BPI, and they just want to lose weight. And you know what? It's not always about losing weight. You know, I'll be honest, I'm on the heavier side. I go to the gym. You know, I want to lose weight, but I didn't switch over to this diet just because I think that I could lose weight on it. But yeah, that's a completely different topic. I just want to jump into what I've been hearing in the news recently, and because it's awesome. You know, like I said, all these celebrities and athletes have been switching over because they know about all the health benefits. Because yeah, there are a lot of health benefits to it. Myself, I used to have really bad heart palpitations, you know, other things with you know, my butt and just crazy stuff with that, and you know, all that stuff went away. You know, I feel better, I breathe better, I've been sleeping better at night, and it's just amazing what it can do for you. You feel like a better person, and it's a lot easier on your body too. If you think about it, just, would you rather work your body harder while trying to digest, like, the food that you eat? I forget who said it. I don't know if it was on an Instagram page or not, but it's like, just because our bodies can literally digest the food doesn't mean we should eat it. He gave the example of, like, this guy used to eat barbells. Like, literally, like, the barbells that you used to lift at the gym, he had some kind of fetish or something, but he could digest the iron that he ate in the barbells, and it's like, it doesn't mean you should go out and eat barbells. And it's just so funny to me. But yeah, there are a lot of health benefits to it. One, two, it's really cool to hear some of the celebrities that are like, you know, being the advocates for this kind of you know, lifestyle. The Miley Cyrus, the Hemsworths. I know that, what is it, Liam probably dates Miley, whatever. But even Thor, Chris Hemsworth, you know, the big bulky guy, he switched over to vegan diet before he started training and filming Ragnarok. And it's like, there's no lack of protein there. What else did I hear in the news recently? Oh, the milk industry is trying to sue all the other substitute milk products because it's not technically milk. So think of that. All the milk industry is going way downhill, and all they want to do is sue people now because that's their main source of money, I guess. But, you know, it's just sad. You know, I hope that, you know, yeah, these celebrities are going out there and speaking out about the vegan lifestyle and everything, but that doesn't mean you can't. You know, I want to inspire you guys to go out and talk to people about this stuff, because I do it all the time. You know, if it's my family, if it's my friends, anybody, I'm always talking about it. And you know, yeah, they might make jokes like, oh, well, you know, how do you know if somebody's a vegan or not? They tell you, and it's like, yeah, well, you know what? It's not just about being vegan or eating vegetables. It's more of the fact that we don't know how to save the world. And I'm sorry, but I'll be surprised that this world sustains itself past 2050. And it's going to be sad. The fact that when I'm at work, whatever, you know, when I have some free time, you know, I just don't, like, go on my phone or anything. I like to research things, and on, like, the Bing webpage, you could see the news on there, and the top news of the day were what foods would be extinct by 2030. They said that some vegetables are going to be extinct, like avocados, chickpeas, peanut butter, which is sad. But everything else was meat. Majority of it was fish. They think that by 2030, lobster will not be a thing anymore. They estimated that salmon will go extinct. And you question yourself as to why. Why would that stuff even happen? One, overfishing. They use the technique of netting where they cast like a mile-long tent and drag it for like 10, 20 miles or whatever, and then bring it up on board, and that's what they caught. And then if you think about all of the trash in the ocean, waste going out into the ocean. Like, if the oceans die, the human race is done. Like, can anybody even grasp that? That if the oceans die, humans will die as well. That's why I always laugh when they're like, oh, well, I won't eat any more, you know, land animals. I'll just eat fish. And it's like, dude, no, like, I would actually want you to eat the land animals, because once the oceans die, we will go extinct. So that's why I'm here telling everybody to be an activist out there. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about me or you. It's about everybody. Until everybody can understand that this is what we need to do to survive, I don't see any progress being made. You know, I'll tell you this now. I'll go into global warming, you know, probably the next podcast. You know, I might just end this one and do it. You know, get all my research of global warming and climate change and go right into it, because I can't believe what the stage we're at. And something that I really want everybody to understand is that, especially the United States, we aren't in business of prevention. We're only in for fixing. When things break, we fix it. But what if things were to never break? What if we can prevent things from breaking? And that's what I want to leave you guys with today. If we didn't have to fix it because we prevent it from being broken, how much time do you think that we would save? Like, I always laugh at the joke, like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, but it might be getting to that point that it's gonna break. Or what if it's going to be getting to that point that it's going to break for a very long time and you're just living in this half almost broken stage of your life? Does that mean you don't need to fix it? Like, if you have a girlfriend and things are just okay, they're not bad, they're not good, they're just okay, does that mean you don't have to fix it? Or prevent it from getting worse? It's baffling to me. Baffling. But hey guys, thank you for listening to the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Ronald. Please go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Hungry Ronald. It is spelled the way you think it's spelled. First word, hungry. Second word, Ronald. Put together, no hyphens, no anything. And please, like I said, follow me. And if you have any topics that you would love to talk about or want me to talk about on my podcast, please DM me. Tell me what you would like to hear about. Or even if you wanted to join me on my podcast one day where we could just do like a co-talk, partnered interview together where we can just talk about the vegan lifestyle, hear your perspectives on things. That would be awesome. I love talking to people about this and I love hearing other people's ideas. But thank you for listening. Hope everybody has a great week. Like I said, follow me and we'll talk again soon.